The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father, and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Time and time again in Scripture, we see that Jesus, God, chooses the lowly to do great things. And we see that Priscilla, Aquila, in the world's eyes, are simply refugees. But yet, what do they do? They're tent builders, they're refugees, and yet they're the ones that nurse St. Paul back to fullness of health, and they're the ones that get St. Paul ready to go out to do his ministry. So I share that with you this morning, because sometimes we're our own worst enemies. And we beat ourselves down and we think, what do I have to contribute? Or what is it that I could do? And God is telling you this morning that each and every one of us have something to offer. That God made you unique and different for a reason. And your God-given talents and gifts, does it need an official title? Or does it need a lot of money and recognition? What God's asking you to do is to be just like those of the first reading today, which is to go out and serve, and just to do so in the name of Christ. So my dear friends, every single one of you has something to contribute, something to contribute to make our world a better place. And that's why we're here, my friends, to use our God-given talents and gifts in service of one another. So how is our Lord asking you to serve him and his people? Let's reflect upon that this morning. How is our Lord asking you to serve him and his people this morning?